This is Mark Reeser. You are listening to CKMS Radio, 100.3 Sound FM. The Agricultural Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Federation represents the primary producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the needs of society.
Mobilizing the youth of today, educating them in a better way, training so they won't go astray. Hear what me say, yeah. Keep your head to clearer thinking, loyal heart, got to be persevering. To the larger service, make your hands willing, your health for better living.
4-H
for community and country.
4-H
respond to food security.
4-H
I gotta make the best better. Let us get together.
4-H.
Well, good afternoon, folks. You're listening here to the Sound FM. This is the Agriculture Show, and it's your host, Jeff Steger. Well, folks, we got a great show today. Today with me is International Applying Match Version 2. Last week we had delighted to have Vern Shirk and Ray and Mr. Shields here at talking about the Applying Match. And today, my guests today are, from my right to left, is Stephanie Friedis. Hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
A little warm out here tonight, isn't it?
Oh, it's hot in here.
And Gene Turner, my neighbor at one time in Roseville.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Where do you call home now, Gene?
I'm up here in Kitchener.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. And also today is Kate Cressman, and Kate's very much involved with the IPM this year. And you are, how many emails did you have this morning?
37 before lunch.
37.
All to do with the power match.
Let's tell our listeners today what we're going to talk about. You're in charge of the education and...
Well, actually, I'm on the executive. There are 10 of us on the executive, and I am one of them. And I have 5 very active committees under me.
Mm-hmm.
One being education, which is a large four-tented area. One being the region display. One being the awards banquet on the Friday night, which we'll be holding at the North Dumfries Community Complex for about 700 people. And the opening ceremonies and parade on Tuesday, September the 18th at noon hour. And the very first committee I have is the worship service on the Sunday night, the 16th of September at the Community Reform Church on Bleams Road there, the corner of Fisher Hallman and Bleams Road. So that that kicks off the plowing match week, and that is done each year prior to the plowing match opening.
Are you in charge of the... there's a big hoedown this Friday.
A big hoedown, and that's what some of these emails were
for. Yeah, tell me all about that. Tell our listeners all about that.
There's a video dance hoedown, IPM hoedown, which sounds a little country.
Country?
On this Friday, this Friday night, June 22nd, starting at 8 to 1, at the North Dumfries Community Complex. Tickets are only $15 each, and tickets will be available at the door. And we're doing a Western video dance, so it should be great. And then there's food at 11 o'clock and tickets and so on. So everybody come to the hoedown on Friday night.
I
hope you're there, Jeff.
I'll be there. I got to buy a ticket. Yeah, where did we get tickets at again?
I happen to have them.
Oh, my goodness.
Or you can get them at the door.
Okay. before we go to our first song here, I'll just ask Gene, what news will you bring to us today, Gene?
I'm a co-chair to do with the Education Committee, so that's a fairly big responsibility because I work with the schools. What my goal is to get as many of our students from the region to come to this international plowing match, because a lot of them have never experienced anything mm-hmm. like that. A lot of them, when they live within the city area, they do not know or mm-hmm. understand a lot of the things that the farming life can bring, so that's my big job too.
I'm looking forward to hearing more about that after the song. And Stephanie, your job is?
I'm co-chair of the volunteer committee, and we are looking for approximately 2,000 volunteers to come out this September and before to help us run everything for the plowing match.
Perfect. I actually have a little clip here of the plowing match promo that was on the website.
Perfect.
So that's we'll be delighted to talk about that when the time comes. So I'm going to play a song here. Did you guys all have a song you like? Is there a certain artist of some sort? I usually like to have my guests suggest a few songs and tell us why, but given the connections there.
Anything country.
Okay.
But good country.
Okay.
Like Toby Keith and Red Solo Cup, that's a good one.
That's a good one. You have favorite songs at all, don't you?
I'm sorry, no, I don't.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Stephanie?
I like country as well, maybe some Rascal Flatts.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about it a bit later on. We'll just right now go to our first break here, and this is the Agriculture Show on 100.3 Sound FM, CKMS Radio. This is your host, Jeff Sager, and I have three lovely guests today from the International Ply Match Committee of 2012, Roseville, September the 18th. Okay, folks, we'll be right back. Here's a familiar song to many people.
Dusty old farmer, out working your field, hanging down over your tractor wheel. The sun beating down turned the red paint to orange, and rusty old patches of steel. There's no farmer songs on that car radio, just cowboys, truck drivers, and pain. Well, this is my way to say thanks for the meal, and I hope there's no shortage of rain. Straw hat and old dirty hankies, mopping a face like a shoe. Thanks for the meal, here's a song that is real, from a kid from the city to you. Straw hat and old dirty hankies, mopping the face like a shoe. Thanks for the meal, here's a song that is real, from the kid from the city to you. The combines gang up, take most of the bread. Things just ain't like they used to be. Though your kids are out after the American dream, and they're working in big factories. If I come by when you're out in the sun, can I wave at you just like a friend? These days when everyone's taking so much, there's somebody giving back in. Straw hat and old dirty hankies, mopping the face like a shoe. Thanks for the meal, here's a song that is real, from a kid from the city to you. Straw hat and old dirty hankies, mopping the face like a shoe. Thanks for the meal, here's a song that is real, from a kid from the city to you.
The International Ply Match is what?
2012 International Plowing Match.
Did you know there's more to a plowing match than farmers wearing plaid shirts and overalls riding around on tractors all day? Much, much more. The International Ply Match is a celebration of Canada's agricultural industry, one of the largest outdoor events in the country with more than 100,000 expected attendees. You're sure to find something for everyone to enjoy. Conveniently located just off the 401, the 2012 event will be held in the heart of Ontario's Technology Triangle. A Ply Match right in the heart of Blackberry Country. Oh, just a minute, I gotta take this. While it wouldn't be a plowing match without plowing, this family-friendly event takes a step into the past where you can check out the heritage of farming in Ontario, from horse-drawn buggies to steam-powered engines. In between the all-day machinery shows, every woman's dream, take the kids to experience the thrill of the rodeo and cheer on the amazing dancing tractors. grab your partner for a dance as you watch the top local talent on the entertainment stages. Other thrills include an on-site traditional barn raising and wagon rides all around the grounds. And if wagons aren't thrilling enough, take a ride in a helicopter to get a bird's eye view of the event. And with over 600 exhibitors and vendors, including plenty of good food, great beer, fashion shows, and artisan crafts, this isn't your typical agricultural fair. Our sponsors generously support the IPM as well as local charities and the agricultural industry. But you can make a difference too. If you want to help make the 99th International Plowing Match extra special, come out and volunteer. The Plowing Match wouldn't be the success it is without the hard work of our volunteers. If you are a group or an individual looking to get involved, check out our website. We won't have you mucking out the barns, we promise. Visit IPM2012.ca or like us on Facebook to learn more. I'm Courtney Connors, the 2012 Ontario Queen of the Furrow.
I'm Ray Dedman from Roseville. You are listening to the Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture.
Well, that was last week's show, and that's Ray Dedman, the president of the OPA, and we're so glad to have him on board, and just delighted this week to have more guests on from the IPM. You heard that little jingle before that I played there, Kate, from the IPM website, and a lot of different themes came up in that little piece of music. Tell us a lot more about that, if you would, please.
Okay, one thing that was mentioned there is the sponsorship and the volunteers. I'm going to let Stephanie talk about the volunteers. However, the sponsorship, we have had a great deal of success with this, but it is a lot more difficult getting sponsorship dollars from companies now than it was back when we had our last one in 1995. So if anybody is out there willing to have a space, renting a space at the Tented City, we have space for over 600 vendors and 25,000 parking spots and so on. So if anybody's interested in coming on board and partnering with us, go to celebrate at IPM2012.ca. I'll repeat that once more. That is at celebrate at IPM2012.ca, and we will forward that inquiry to the correct party.
So tell us a little bit about what the committees you're involved with and what special part of the ply match you bring to the match for the public to visit.
Okay, well, as I mentioned before, on the Sunday night, September the 16th, we have our large worship service, and there will likely be between 800 to 1,000 people attending this. And it is held at the Reform Community Church on Bleams Road, corner of Bleams and Fisher-Hallman. And it's got music, we've got high school kids singing, we've got older people singing, we've got a wonderful, wonderful service lined up with a dynamic speaker from Guelph. So if anybody's looking for something to do on that Sunday night, 16th of September, 7 o'clock, come on out and get in the mood for the plowing match. The second thing I have is the opening ceremonies and parade on Tuesday, and that's when the dignitaries come and the official opening of the plowing match takes place at noon, 12 o'clock. The parade starts at 10:30, and precedes the opening at 12 o'clock, and it's about an hour long. And there are lots of special music there. We are emphasizing our cultures this year, the mm-hmm. Reminiscence Journey culture, and we were fortunate to get a Celebrate Ontario grant to do that. And we have four cultures from about 100 years ago, which are the four basic ones for this region, which is German, Pennsylvania Dutch, Scotch, and First Nations. So we will be having some First Nations in our parade and opening ceremonies, along with bagpipers and so on. The region display area is about 200 feet by 200 feet, and we have four large tents in that area. Food Link and Christian Gleaners are sharing one tent. Food Link was started in Waterloo region about 11 years ago, and they have spread across Canada, but buy local, buy fresh is certainly something that's developing in this region.
Yeah, and they also have Taste Local, Taste Fresh, which is in the fall.
Yes.
Where some of the chefs and the farmers get together and they match up and they have nice little tasty things just mm-hmm. showcasing their abilities to cook and the farmers' produce.
That's right. And the Christian Gleaners, for those of you that don't know what that is, it's a place down on Morrison Road, just at the very south tip of North Dumfries Township. And they take vegetables and foods that are not used in a grocery store or donated or extra from farmers and so on. And it's all dried, cut up in small pieces, and they make soup. And it's amazing the number of gallons that they have sent to third world countries for food, and otherwise it would have just be wasted. So it's a tremendous recycling program, and they're going to be there to educate us as well. And then we have the municipalities tent. We have 8 different groups in that. We have 3 major cities, obviously, Kitchener, Waterloo, and Cambridge. We have 4 townships, and then we have the region display, which will probably be about half that tent, and they will include their airport display, their museum, their recycling, library, and many more things. They have about 14 different areas that they're going to be promoting. Then we have a not-for-profit, which has the 4-H and the institutes and the historical societies and big brothers, little brothers, and that kind of thing. Big brothers, big sisters, I should say. And there's about 20 displays in that particular tent. And then the fourth but not least is post-secondary. We're so fortunate in Waterloo Region to have 2 major world-known universities and a major Conestoga College, certainly world-known as well. So we've got those 3, and they're going to be doing programs. So the high school students that come will really enjoy that particular tent because mm-hmm. it's going to be very interactive. I heard there was going to be a racing car there from the college. I hope there is. Then, so that's the region area, and then we have landscaping in the center and so on. And the education center, I'll let Jean talk about that one. And then the last one I have is the Awards of Excellence, which is when the plowmen that have been competing for 4 days actually receive their awards on the Friday night. And it's a large, fancy sit-down dinner at the North Dumfries Community Complex on the ice surface. There will not be ice in until after this, however, but it is on the large surface. So there will be about 700 people there. So yeah. Busy, busy time, but it's
just
fun.
Wonderful. And you got an important part of this ply match in that there's a community aspect of it and education. There'll be lots to see as far as antiques. There'll be lots to see as far as farm machinery and an RV park as well for people to stay over. So this is one of the highlights of this match, as all matches are, where you get to learn a bit more about the community that it's being hosted by in the Waterloo region, and a little bit about what's unique with the Christian Gleaners and some of the other groups like that.
The plowing match moves from county to county each year, and a lot of it is repetitious, the plowing match, of course. However, there is a wonderful chance for each region or county to bring their uniqueness, and that's what we're trying to do with our region display and our education, and definitely in our lifestyles and antiques. The first time ever there's been a barn raising, and we're very excited about that
raising.
Because that is just so Waterloo region.
Yeah.
And we may even have a float from Woolwich Township that looks like the covered bridge, the Kissing Bridge, mm-hmm. the covered bridge in West Montrose. And apparently they have a one to scale on that on a float, so that should be in our parade as well. So we have many unique things in Waterloo.
Yeah,
we're very proud of it.
It's going to be a great match. It'll be stuff for everybody, and hopefully everybody gets a good flavor of what's happening here and appreciates our unique combination of rural Canada and urban Canada with the Twin Cities and Cambridge and Waterloo region here. Well, that's great stuff, and I'm looking forward to talk to Jean. Let's I guess I'm not going to do that. I'm going to keep on talking for a minute here because I see my computer wants to update, so that's not much fun. You want to tell us a little bit, Jean, about what you're doing at the Pine Match?
Well, first of all, I got involved with it because I read the paper, and I saw when it was first being advertised, and I thought, well, because I am a retired teacher, because I lived in the Roseville area at one time, I wanted to get on board in order to help out. One of the things that I asked to happen is that rather than call it the education area, I named it the Roseville Corral because I wanted the kids to have a home base area. And this is the area where the buses will come, drop the kids off. They will have their own gate. And when they enter that area, it will be set up for them to have hands-on types of experiences as they go through. Hmm. We will have four tents in that area that are a fair size. The one that we call the Amazing Animals will have your live animals that will be in there. Anything from the alpacas to the sheep to the cattle. We managed to get mini donkeys. I'm interested in having the kids see that because they only range about 31 inches in height. Mm-hmm. So I think that should be a real nice experience for them. We will also put in there what they call the Pigmobile. And this is where the children get to see, it's almost like the incubator type of thing where they see the baby pigs and mm-hmm. They won't be able to do any touching of them, but they'll be able to see them in their early stages and that. And we'll have service dogs that are coming and the ponies and that. The second area that we've got, our tent, will be what they call the Fabulous Foods. This is not a place where they go in and they eat, all right? These are all your exhibitors that have to do with the farm life and the raising of any of their food types of things. We'll have the Eggmobile in there, which will allow the children to see the whole process of which came first, the chicken or the egg, and you see all of that part of it. The beekeepers are going to be there. We've managed to get the maple syrup people. They're going to put in a processor, and there's also going to be an evaporator that the kids are going to be able to see in operation as well. And there'll be an area where they can experience through the, I guess you say, the virtual, what do they call it, kiosk. Yeah. Where they'll be able to see life on the farm. Type of thing. The third tent that we will have is the North Dumfries School Fair. The understanding is that North Dumfries has had a school fair operating for, this will be the 103rd year.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. I think it's probably one of the few in Ontario left, I think.
That's right. That's what I've heard. Okay, so this will be my first experience in being involved with all of this. What they will do is they're going to come in and set up between the Friday to the Sunday, the tables and that. All of the children will bring their projects because it's going to be a competition, and they compete in order to win their ribbons and their prizes and things like that. And then it will be open to the public starting on the Tuesday, where all of the rest of the children can come through and see. What I like about that is it allows every child that goes through there to see from the point of view of what a finished project can actually look like. They see how colors, how lettering, it's all of what I call the design that goes on in regards to that part of it. The fourth area or tent is called the Little Sprouts. This is for the younger children, so I'm thinking kindergarten and down from there. It's difficult when you bring the older children in and you mix them all in with the younger ones. There's a certain amount of intimidation that they may feel in regards to that. So we have a tent, especially for them, hands-on, where they get to play with different activities that relate to the farm type of life, and they can enjoy themselves, whether it's sitting in the corn and just playing with scoops and shovels or whatever, to artwork and different things like that. There'll be entertainment that will go in there. We're going to have a stage that's being constructed, and there'll be some entertainment that will be put in there that caters to their lifestyle. One of the ones that we're hoping that we can get is the Eric Traplin, and I know he's coming on to the Tented City, so we want to be able to incorporate him as in part of that. That's what I call the inside area, and that's not taking into the fact there'll be another tent farther away where all of the registration and our volunteers will be a part of. The outside area will be more of a courtyard type of thing with the picnic tables that were there. There'll be entertainment that will be going on in that part. We're going to have Munica, the artificial cow that's going to be brought in.
Where did you get that from?
Quebec, I believe it was. And this will allow the children to, know what it's like to actually milk a cow. Yeah. So it will be get set up, through that area. When Kate mentioned about the grant and said about the Native people coming and that, like, part of that is going to be put up in ours with the teepee and some of the demonstrations with the drumming and the dancing and that part of it. So that's our whole, like, our education area. And if you want me to continue, I can do a little bit more, or...
Well, we can actually play a song here. I guess what we could... I was going to ask you... what do you expect the crowd to be coming out of this? I think the last match here, there was a really good turnout from the city or from the schools.
If you're talking strictly from the education point of view, in 95, they managed to have about 26,000 students come.
Wow.
So the two goals that we have, one is the minimum would be about 20,000. Maximum would be to meet what they had that year.
Yes.
Right now, I'm probably at about 12,000, getting close to 600, 12,600 in school children. So I still want more to come.
Mm-hmm.
But the overall match, we could be looking well over 100,000
people. I know what you mean. I was thinking about how many would come to the education.
Yeah.
And the age groups would be grades 1 to 8 or something?
All the way up.
You have the thing with the older kids too, don't you?
Yeah, right up through high school, yeah.
Yeah, and...
The JK, junior, kindergarten, and even I've invited, like, homeschool people.
Okay.
I've notified some of the daycare ones, so it's any age group at all that fits into this.
Yeah, that's good news. And every day there's a different bunch of buses scheduled to come in.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. This sounds really good. That's great.
Yeah. Tuesday to Friday, the buses will be coming in. Yeah.
Okay. Let's play a song right now, and we'll be right back. You're at 100.3. Thanks so much, Gene. 100.3 Sound FM, CKMS Radio. This is your host, Jeff Steger, and it's the Agriculture Show here on Tuesday, June 19th, on a pleasantly warm, almost too warm Tuesday. We've seen our first summer, a bit of a heat spell here. We'll be right back, folks.
Out on the plains, down near Santa Fe, I met a cowboy riding the range one day. And as he jogged along, I heard him singing a most peculiar cowboy song. It was a ditty he learned in the city. A come-a-ti-yi-yi-yay, come-a-ti-yip-ti-yi-yay. Get along, get hip, little doggies, get along. Better be on your way, get along. Get hip, little doggies, and he trucked them on down the old fairway, singing his cow-cow. Singing his cowboy song. He's just too much. He's got a knocked up western accent with a Harlem touch. He was raised on local weed. He's what you call a swing half breed. Singing his cow cow boogie in the strangest way. Come to yi yi yi. Come to yip to the yi. Thank you. get along, little doggy. And he trucked him on down the old fairway, singing his cow-cow boogie in the strangest way. Come-a-ti-yi-yi, come-a-ti-yip-ti-di-yi. Yip, yip, singing his cowboy song. Yip, yip, as he was jumping along. Yip, yip, he sang with a Harlem touch. Yip, yip, that cat is just too much. Singing his cow-cow boogie in the strangest way. Come-a-ti-yi-yi, come-a-ti-yip-ti-di-yi.
Hi, I'm Vern Shirk from the RV Park International Plowing Match. You are listening to the Agriculture Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. The Agriculture Show is brought to you by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture. The Waterloo Federation of Agriculture represents the primary producers in the region of Waterloo. Our goal is to promote the farm community in support of the innovation, hard work, and compassion that is emblematic of the region of Waterloo. The WFA strives to bring together the policy needs of the farmer with the needs of society.
Well, we're back, folks, here at 100.3 Sound FM, and it's the Agriculture Show. And my last guest today, before I round up at the end, is Stephanie. And Stephanie Freitas, and you're busy with the volunteer section. And, you know, briefly at the beginning, we talked about 2,000. Well, how many volunteers are we looking at for this match?
We need about 2,000 volunteers. For the past 2 years, we've had 10 people on the executive and 34 committees working together to try to get this thing organized. And now it's time that we need you and everyone to help us pull it off. Mm-hmm. So we can't run it without volunteers. So we need people to help in the areas that Kate and Jean talked about. We also really need some tractor drivers. We need a lot of tractor drivers for the wagon tours, for the shuttles. We need announcers for the loudspeakers and for the different events. We need people to help in the quilting tent and the lifestyles tents, the fashion and, like I said before, the quilting. People to help with parking, greeting people, information booths, volunteers in the RV park, and small things like picking up the trash and helping direct people in different areas. If you're interested in volunteering, you can go to ipm2012.ca, click on the How to Volunteer, then select the appropriate application, group or individual. Fill out the form, let us know how which area you're interested in volunteering, and we'll connect you with the appropriate group.
That's good news, and it occurred to me maybe we should talk about what, as a volunteer, your efforts do have some value in that, on the assumption that we all know the match is a good match, then those funds from the match are distributed back to the community. And I don't know if you want, I understand it's, Kate, if you want to speak, I understand that there's actually five destinations, which two being the Community Foundation's Kitchen World in Cambridge and three hospitals. So your volunteer effort at the match, you'll have a great time, meet great people, and you have a lot of fun, but you'll also be able to support some important associations and groups in the region.
When match is finished and all the coins are counted, hopefully we will have more than we spent, and the proceeds from the match will go to community organizations, as Jeff just mentioned. We have chosen five this year, the two community foundations, Kitchener-Waterloo and Cambridge and North Dumfries, as well as the three hospital foundations. Part of the money will go towards the volunteer groups that have come on board to help us with this plowing match. If the match is successful, there will be...
Which it will be, of course.
Well, we hope so, yeah, and it's a very, very much an outdoor show,
yeah.
So we need good weather in the week of September. Maybe not this warm, but we need sunny weather. And but come anyway, because the show goes on, rain or shine. And we divide up our proceeds, and a percentage of it, of course, goes to the Ontario Plowman's Association, which is the father organization of this. And then we have we're going to divide our residue into those five areas, plus If you are a group that volunteers and keep track of your volunteer hours, there is a possibility that you can get money back on a percentage basis of the number of hours that were worked. So if one group volunteers for 30 hours a week and another one for 300, it will all be proportionately rationed out. So there is a way of making money back for your own group as well. But we really do want to get as much money into the five major foundations, because everybody in the township, everybody in the region, everybody in each city can benefit from those five places.
It's going to be a great match that way. I know the last match, there were a lot of groups in town really benefited from that. They were able to do numerous more programs for their own members afterwards. It was great. Let's just play this 30-second clip that I've got here off the website, IPM 2012, and then we'll talk a little bit more about volunteerism.
I'm in.
We're in.
I'll be there.
We'll be there.
The International Plowing Match is coming to our own backyard, and we need volunteers. Hundreds of people have already signed up to help at ipm2012.ca. However, we need thousands to make this event another Waterloo Region success. There are opportunities for everyone. Come get a little rural this September, whether it's one day or five. We need your help.
Are you in?
That's our little ad there for the volunteerism, and Stephanie, you'd be glad to take people's phone calls. You get the information after they apply on the website. Those messages are forwarded to you.
Yep, the emails all come in to my inbox, and then we'll forward them to the correct committee.
Mm-hmm.
So just make sure you check off one or two options. We don't really like to see more than three, because it's hard to direct people where they'd like to go. So if you list your top one or two areas you'd like to volunteer, we'll make sure your application gets to that co-chair. We're really looking for people who are available during the day.
Yes.
It's a great way to meet people and get involved, contribute to the community. You can learn a lot about the areas you're volunteering in. The hours of the plowing match are 8:30 to 5, so that's the Tuesday to the Saturday. So it's also a great way for students to get involved. They can help out if they have a PD day, or if they want to help out on the weekends, they can get their community service hours, as long as it's outside their school hours. We need a lot of volunteers. So anyone who's available, September 18th to 22nd, just go onto the IPM website and sign up as a volunteer.
Well, that's good news. And yes, you're... Okay. I was just looking around the table here, and I was seeing hands flying around them. There was something I missed here. So the today's show, of course, is all about another little part of the plowing match, and we've just been briefly talking about the general match from Kate's perspective, Jean's working on the education part, and Stephanie a little bit about she's organizing the coordination of volunteers to the various groups. So, the match is, 17 years ago, it was here before, I think.
Yes,
and I think that a lot of groups in town remember that. A lot of people remember for a lot of reasons. I mean, it was a great match, and the volunteer hours went to some great causes, and there's nothing better, no reason not to look forward to the same thing happening this time around. So in our show here, we hope to have some more guests in talking about the match. Let's play a song before we get into the final bit of our show here today, and we'll be right back, and then we'll wrap up with around the table one more time, just to make sure we haven't forgot anything, and we'll talk some more about the IPM 2012. We'll be right back.
Sound for more.
Hi, this is Angie Koch. You're listening to CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM.
Well, folks, we're into the last segment of our show today, and I'm so glad you were able to tune in or listen to us. And if you're not listening live, they'll certainly be on the website, and you can listen at your convenience. You can hear us on 100.3 on the broadcast band in the Kitchener-Waterloo area. You can listen to us on the World Wide Web, which is worldwide. And lastly, on the Rogers Box, channel 946, I believe, and that will also be live. So this is... I'm going to call this IPM version 2, because last week we had lots of IPM visitors here talking about the show, talking about the match, and this week also we're talking about the IPM match coming up. We're in the last segment, and I'd like to invite Jean, has some more information to pass along to us.
When I first started talking about the education area, or the Roseville Corral, I mentioned size 300 by 300, but what I want the listeners to realize is that is only a small corner of the whole tented city. So our job in the education end of things is to lead the students, once they've seen the education area, out into the rest of the tented city. So when you heard Kate talking about the regional tent area, and when you hear about the lifestyles, and you hear about the antiques and the historical and the barn raising and all of those things, we want as many kids as possible to see all of those different areas. The younger children may not travel as far. We're lucky that the antique and the historical is right beside us, so they'll be able to get over to see the barn raising that. But in order to help guide them through all of that, we have a mascot. And the mascot is a scarecrow, and we call him Patches. And in fact, what we did was we invited all of the school children that when I got a registration in and I answered back to confirm it, I invited those children to be a part of it by helping us decorate, make the scarecrows. We are not able to return them, but just to, you know, I want to make a scarecrow garden and so forth. But we'll also make signs of that scarecrow and then post them out in the other areas so that when they are walking through the different streets and service roads and that, and they see one of those signs, that's telling them that's a good place for them to go because there's education information that's going on there. My other main goal that I want to mention was, and I have said this a number of times, I feel that a lot of our teachers in the schools today have never had the experience of being to a ply match. I don't know if they think it's just like going to the fall fair or just what, but that, you know, my job is to teach the teachers. Mm-hmm. And as a result of that, we have been feeding as much information onto the website as possible. So if they want to know more, like that's where your registration forms are. That's where I taught them about the Roseville Corral and what that is made of. I have three newsletters on there. The newsletters are called Down to Earth, not my creation. I kind of took that from what they did in 95 because that's what they called it back then. And I have three on right now to teach the teachers. The next one that will go on will strictly deal with all of the arrival and departure, because if we have over 100 buses coming in a day, which we have on two of the days now, they have to know how that, you know, all, you know, comes about. So it becomes quite a task. We have a subcommittee of people from teachers, principal, people that work with the school board and that are working on the curriculum, and mm-hmm. that will go on to the website as well, so that the teachers, any grade level, will be able to look at it and see the correlation between what's going on in their grade to what is going to be out there at the agricultural fair that we have, and hopefully that's what will attract them to come and see.
Well, you know, I was at the IPM office there. It's in the Roseville Community Center, and I saw some scarecrows at the back. Now I know what they're for.
Yeah.
And, you know, mentioning your outreach, the Southwood Secondary School in Cambridge, my alma mater, did have their 50th reunion last weekend, and one of the rooms there was a lot of ply match stuff.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You're getting all the way up through the high schools and the JK.
As I said, it's for all grade levels, and we've got a number of high schools. I know one of our high schools, they're bringing 500 people.
500?
So, yeah, 500. So that's probably the whole school that's that's coming. So if one can do it, they can.
Well, it'll be a great time. You know, and it's certainly true. This program is sponsored by the Waterloo Federation of Agriculture, which is an association of primary producers in the Waterloo region. And we're fully aware of how the divide is, or the, not a divide, it's just people are busy. They don't always understand what's going on in the countryside. And you know, we can't support this enough too, for the, in the interest of the farm population, to get people out and just see, you know, it's not just plowing; it's a lot of other things too. Community, it's the community you live in. It's technical stuff like that too.
That's right.
Yeah. So, it's gonna be great to have those people come.
And it's important to get them to have the understanding. Like, as the more I work on this, the more I realize they don't know for sure what it's all about. So that's why I say, I guess it's not just teach the teachers, it's to teach everybody that what it's all about.
And you're heading off to a meeting here by 4 o'clock, I understand.
We have our regular monthly meeting to do with the education, where we discuss all of these different things.
And it's so busy, like everyone is, but it'll be worth it. It'll be a great match, and there'll be lots of good run around for everybody. And so we're in the last bit of our show here today. And ladies, anything else we want to talk about there just to wrap up? Kate, something come to mind?
I just wanted to emphasize that the actual tented city is about 100 acres in size.
Yeah.
And our theme is the urban meets the rural, and the reminiscence journey to bring us back to our urban, our historical roots. And the price to get in, the admission tickets at the gate are $17 at the door, but you can get those previously at Sobeys. Any Sobeys this summer in this region will have tickets, advanced tickets, and they are $15, and that goes up to September the 4th. So it's $2 saving per ticket. And Sobeys is one of our sponsors, and that's why we have them there. And then children are $5 from 6 to 15, but if they come on a high school trip, they're still getting in for the admission of $5, even if they're more than 15. And under 6 is free, and they can be purchased in advance as well from the Ontario Plowman's Association over in Guelph or at the Roseville office. And again, go on the same website, ipm2012.ca. We also have a couple of other items that we haven't mentioned. That's the Queen of the Furrow contest. We have 35 girls from 16 to 25 that are representing their own county, and they're coming to compete. And we have our own from Ayr, that she won our competition last year, Celie Diebold. And she will be competing. She's been all over the place this summer promoting our plowing match, as well as Courtney Connors.
I'm thinking Celie's going to be scheduled to be on this show, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, that could
Heidi
be in the summer, probably, yes. And then we have different place. We have exhibits with quilt tickets for to win the chance to win quilts and sewing machines and our ATVs and cookbooks. And we have all kinds of things to purchase and souvenirs. Can be purchased as well. So look for a plowing match display and get involved and help us out.
And to help us out, Stephanie, tell us a little promo again for the volunteers.
Okay. For individuals or groups who would like to apply, just go to ipm2012.ca, click on the How to Volunteer tab, and fill out the appropriate application. Remember that your contribution will make a difference.
It will, and I always admire for what you're doing. Is that's you know, that some of the other top, some of the other committees are stuff people can do, but the committee is to organizing people is a big job. And
it
hats
is.
Off to you and your How big is your committee by chance?
There are 3 co-chairs.
Okay.
So it's busy.
And who's got the big database they're trying to keep track of?
Oh, we share it.
I know even at our meeting last night with the RV park, we were trying to consolidate some of the volunteer hours and get that organized as well. So,
yeah, it's a big job.
Now, who are you organizing the, what are they calling it, you know, kind of like it's in August, the volunteers come out and you train them?
Yeah, we're having a volunteer orientation
September.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
September the 8th,
and we're going to try to get all the volunteers together, go over a quick orientation, and have them meet with their committee chairs and learn about what they're going to be doing.
Mm-hmm. So September the 8th, the plowing match site, the when the wheat's off down there, and it's a hayfield right now, they'll soon...
If you drive by it, they're getting things ready. You can see all of the big trailers out there, so it's neat to watch it develop.
That's going to be a really big shoe.
Don't miss out.
Yeah, just like Ed Sullivan would say, a really big shoe tonight. Well, ladies, I want to thank you again so much for coming on the show. I think we've probably just covered everything just perfectly. I know we could talk some more, but we'll probably wrap up our show today. And I just want to thank everybody. Stephanie, thanks so much for coming out today.
No problem. Thank you.
Good. And Jean, nice to see you again. And I hope we'll see you sooner than later. And good work and good luck on the education.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Kate, so much. Thanks so much for coming out today. I know it's a hot day and there's many things to do on a busy day, but here you are. And thanks so much.
Thank you.
And that's it today. That's June 19th, and this is the end of our show, episode 20 of the Agriculture Show. It's your host, Jeff Steger. And you listen to CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. And come back next week. We'll be talking some more. We will see you then.